Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Buddy Holly bringing us back. That's the Crickets. Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having more fun than the law allows. We're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Obie. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Doug Obie is here, financial advisor, CFP Emeritus. That's a designation you get when you've done a really good job as a leader in your industry over a long period of time. Doug, congratulations on that designation. I'm proud of you, but I'm not the least bit surprised. His book is called Money and the Human Condition. Doug is giving us helping us out understand, folks, where things are right now with regard to inflation, deflation, zero interest rates. Doug, I'm really having a hard time getting my head around the hydraulics of going to a negative interest. I mean, I don't even know what that plumbing looks like. I mean, I don't understand why you would do that. It almost sounds like, did you ever read Bizarro World comic books years ago when in Bizarro World, you plug your vacuum in and it throws dirt into your house? You know what I mean? This sounds like Bizarro World to me. Tell us about, how does it work? Why would you go to negative interest rates, and why would anybody give you their money?
Right. Why would anyone buy a bond that's guaranteed to be worth, you know, 0.5%, 1% less 10 years from now?
Exactly. All right? I'd rather put it in a sock.
Of course. Except if you're a pension plan or big life insurance company or, you know, endowment funds that have to make sure they have the money available when they need it, all right, whether to pay retirement benefits, pay out death benefits, whatever the case, they have to buy government bonds that are guaranteed.
Why can't they just have it in deposits? Why can't it just be on deposit?
They can keep it on deposit. They can't keep. There's not that much money that you can keep on deposit.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We're talking trillions.
Yeah.
All right, you can't have that.
And some of these banks won't even keep that money without charging you for it now, right?
Exactly. As a matter of fact,
So a sock is the only place you can go without costing you money.
Well, a stock could end up costing you a lot of money if it goes down, right?
Yeah, right.
And that's why governments can get away with issuing bonds that literally have negative interest rates. All right, but you have to look at what the real interest rate is. All right, and the real interest rate is the difference between the interest rate and inflation. So right now, let's say our inflation, according to the IMF, which is the International Monetary Fund, U.S. inflation is running at about 1.8. The Fed would like to see it at 2, so we're close. All right, but our interest rates right now, the 10-year bond is about 1.7. So if you think about that, if inflation is 1.8 and interest rates 1.7, we actually right now
have
a slight negative interest rate, real interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because think about it. If you put $100 in, all right, and you make 1.7% on that, yet the $100 is worth 1.8% less, you just lost 0.1% of your money.
People who micromanage their money like you used to do in your world, you have to keep up with those things, don't you? Because you're managing,
absolutely,
as you say, you're managing a lot of money. With my two dimes rubbed together, it's not that much money. But when you're talking about a $550 billion under management, it's a lot of money, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So what do you think this is, in my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong, this is a dysfunctional, sick condition of elements of our global economy. Am I wrong about that? I mean, this is not a healthy condition, right?
I'm not saying it's healthy, but it's based on what people want. All right, people want government to give them things without paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so governments must get in debt in order to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens, the debt just explodes.
Wow. So how close do you think the United States is to being at negative rates? I've had people on the show who predicted it.
We will be at negative interest rates probably by this time next year.
Really?
All right, or darn close to it. And that gives your listeners a great opportunity to load up on government treasury, U.S. Treasury, 10-year treasury.
Even if it's just a half a point or a 1 point or whatever.
Well, 10-year treasuries are paying right now 1.7.
So that's a deal. What you're saying today, that's
a
deal.
If in fact, a year from now, that's 0.7, all right, then mm-hmm. that bond will appreciate mm-hmm. in value. And mm-hmm. the easiest way for your investors or your listeners to take advantage of that is with a government, yeah. A long-term government bond fund.
But you know what, Doug? You just described deflation, not the good kind. Didn't you? Isn't that what that is?
If it happens, not really, because the cheaper money is, the more people will spend it more freely, yeah. hopefully. That's yeah. what the government wants anyway. Mm-hmm. And if, in fact, that doesn't work, they'll stop printing money. And yeah. you've heard about this new monetary MMT. They call it modern yeah. monetary theory. Mm-hmm. All right, and it's when governments.
Doug, I got to wrap it up. DougObie.com, is that right?
I'm sorry?
DougObie.com, right? That's the website, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.